What's
Here
up?
we go.
Yeah.
Let me get it together over here. Hold on. Balance myself.
Oh, it's Monday night. We're coming through with a pop tour.
Oh. Get my lighting.
You see how I am. This is, like I said, Monday evening. Got a little, you know, showcase going on. Well, how's your day going?
It's a Monday.
Oh, yeah. That's why we decided to do this pop-up for our people. It's all right, Monday. Everyone.
We in
so,
there.
We up in here. So, welcome to Horror and Hooch. We decided to do an IG Live.
We're
I am
Jade Instagram.
Astro. I am here with K-Fly. We're both on Fifth Wall. Our homegirl, D-Ray, is chilling for the night, but she's still in here.
There she go. She's going to be in the comments, hanging out.
Here. Yes, it's a Monday. But anyway, we got something for you all. If you have exhausted your horror, me and K-Bly have been dissecting this hidden gem, okay? So tonight, we're going to talk about Two Sentence Horror Story. You can find it on Netflix. It is also aired on, if I'm not mistaken, CW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So before we hop into that, I want to go ahead and ask you what you drinking on, girl.
So, it's a California Red Blend. I'm not sure the brand, because the bottle said a lot of things on it. But I do remember it said a California Red Blend.
So it's some grapes, though. You got some grapes up in that thing.
Y'all know how I am with my wine. So, here we go.
Well, I seen where they got, like, Crown and the can and all that good stuff. But, see, I ain't got there. So what I did was I put the Crown in my can. So I ain't drinking just Coca-Cola, y'all. Y'all should know how Jade Ash is, all right? Anyway.
Y'all know how we are.
Yes. Yeah, she got the wine, girl, D-Ray. She got the wine.
Y'all already know how we are.
But it's Monday, though, so I kind of understand, you know. I did have some wine, but that was earlier. This a nightcap. Yes, Crown do come in the can, honey. You can get you a little quickie. Look it up. I promise you I ain't lying. Okay.
People just be making anything.
So we're going to get into Two Sentence Horror Stories. Like I said, you can find this on Netflix. And it also is aired on CW.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to jump into first, since we are in March, March is not over with. This is Women in Horror Month as well as Women in History Month. And the writer, director, and actress in Two Sentence Horror Story is a woman. And her name is, I will say, Miss Vera. I don't want to mess up her last name, but I'll spell it for y'all. It's M-I-A-O.
Type it in there.
Okay. Her name, Vera M. And she was born in Guam. She is Canadian. And she also, what's something else that she did? She also has another movie that came out called, I think it's Incinerated? Incarnate. That's it. Incarnate. And it's a horror story. I mean, I haven't seen that yet, but I have dissected the Two Sentence Horror Story. Mm-hmm. So, Kima, can you tell us about it?
So, I'm glad you said something, because I've been seeing it on Netflix, like, for the longest. But, see, I hadn't heard anybody say anything about it, so I ain't mess with it. Because before I jump into anything horror, I need somebody to tell me. Because Netflix put a whole bunch of foolishness on there. Y'all know. And I'm tired because, see, when I try to navigate the horror world of Netflix by myself, I stumbled upon mess. So I have learned I'm not going to touch it unless somebody tell me something first. And so when Jay was like, okay, you need to watch Two Sentence Horror Stories, I was like, I'm on it. And y'all, this is, it's good. I enjoyed it. I really enjoy Two Sentence Horror Stories. They're really good. They are really, like, it gets, like, straight to the point with the horror. It ain't no BS. It ain't no fooling around. It ain't no, they don't be no slow burners. It's like, it get in and get you in there. They really remind me of watching, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes, adult, like a little bit, like, I'll say...
Tales from the Crypt, like Tales from the Crypt, kind of like Tales from the Crypt mixed with Are You Afraid of the Dark type stories. And I'm like, I like this. This is nice. Why aren't people talking about this? This is really good. They're really, and it's something really good to just sit and binge watch. And it's only two seasons and they went by really quickly. And the stories are good. They're really creepy and they get right to the point. It don't be bothered around with a bunch of unnecessary, foolish stories. It gets to the scary. And the storytelling is, it get right to the point with the creepiness. And that's what I like. I'm like, people been BSing. Like, get to the point and get me to the scary stuff. And it does. I'm like, y'all, people been sleeping on this show. Why aren't we talking about this show? I like
Girl,
this.
I'm talking about TKO'd on it. My thing is I like the diversity that's, you know, there as well. It's not just one race being shown across the, you know, the entire series. And I appreciate that. They even go into different cultures and kind of like give you background on that and tie into some of the horror stories. I want to say my favorite one of all is actually the first episode, Tutorial. And it's about this young girl who is giving a makeup tutorial, just like how we see on YouTube. Hi, I am Jade Astro. Welcome to my channel. Today, I'm going to teach you all how to do the perfect highlight, that type of stuff, right? But there's a twist, and I'm not going to give it up. You know, I'm not that type of person to spoil anything, but that is my favorite episode. So seriously, like, start from season one, episode one, and I promise you, you're going to be hooked. But K-Bly, what was your favorite?
I have a couple of favorites.
What?
I got a couple of favorites. I had to do screenshots because, hold on, because I want to forget. I had a couple of ones. Okay. So one of the ones that I liked was, Hyde. That was about a home invasion with a nanny. That was a nanny was in a rich, she was babysitting for like a rich family, and some
Is
people
with the red hoodie
with the yeah some teenagers was breaking into houses, and one of the houses this nanny was babysitting for, and she did her thing protecting the house. And it's just like, why are y'all breaking into people's houses for no, and like torturing people? Like, that was their thing. Yeah. Like, we're just going to ridiculously kill and torture people for just because, and take things. And the nanny, she held her own. And that's what I like. Like, she wasn't backing down. And then I like, I'm not sure how you pronounce this one. Is it EBG? I think it is.
give me a description of it, girl.
It's about the twins.
I'm not gonna mess that up. I don't know how to pronounce that.
In this episode,
I always call that one the ancestors.
Yes, these a set of twins. One of the twins had a stroke. And they were seeing racism at the hospital. Then the twin that had a stroke ended up in the hospice, and then experiencing like crazy ridiculous racism conditions there. And then there was a demon that was after the one that was having a stroke.
But, girl, that grandma.
And their ancestors were protecting them. Episode 2. And then I liked the other one that was...
Girl, you like, we like all of them. Don't give them away now.
When they was at the reenactment place with the Native Americans.
Girl, that was my favorite. That was one of my favorite ones, but I didn't want to go into it because I've been got into it, and I was like, girl.
They was doing reenactments, and oh my goodness, y'all have to just watch it. They really get to it, and like I said, it's with diverse storytelling. Like they even had an episode about this Asian guy who was like dealing with issues with code switching, and the episode was about him.
He lost himself,
but yes, like. Dealing with like who is he really, like is he going to be who he really is, or is he going to deal with the racism at his job just to keep his status, or is he going to really be him, or is he going to like stand up for himself and like not deal with it?
Yeah, man, D-Ray, yes, we like all of them. That's why we try to tell y'all gotta watch like every single one. I know I like them. You know, I had a couple that stood out. Another one that stood out to me was like Los Muertos. Like, I like that one. I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shoot me. But that was a pretty good one. I like the way how you described it when you said Tales from the Crypt and Are You Afraid of Dark? Because it's like they pull you in where it seems like it's just going to be something simple. And they turn around and smack you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I feel with every story. And then the thing is that I was reading these two-sentence horror stories on Reddit before I even watched these series. And I like the way they, you know, she was able to convey and, like, depict the two-sentence horror stories. So...
And did you just, oh, like the one, now that you said like it starts as something and it end up being something else, the guy about the Asian lady who was married to the guy who died and was haunting her, but she was a victim of domestic violence, so he was abusing her when he was alive. He died and was abusing her as a spirit. I'm like, what the hell? Like, you can't even escape domestic violence, even in death?
No. Girl, what about the one where the girl was, like, basically date rape? And she ended up, like, getting, like...
Yes!
I don't know how to explain it. And the dude was creepy as heck because he knew he had gave her something. And...
When he was just like, I put something in you. Have you found it yet?
Yeah. And it's like, great. I felt her. She started picking at her skin and stuff because she really could feel something crawling under her skin. And it wasn't like she went to doctors and everything. She didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find any traces or anything. So it's like, I'd have been freaking out too. I'd have been freaking out. Like, what you mean you put something in me? And she couldn't remember because she had got drunk.
Right. But she got him back at the end of that episode, though, when that damn tapeworm came out his eye. Oh.
Girl.
Oh, she got her revenge. I'm sorry, that was a spoiler for that episode, but I had to tell y'all that because that was just nasty. When he's sitting there picking at that damn tapeworm in his eye, and you see him literally pull out. Like, who pulls out a...
You ain't never had that funky feeling in your eye where it feel like something jump or something. That always freaks me out when I see like them doing something with the eye. Like even, uh-oh, I must put my lash off talking about that. Scared me. Woo. But even when, what was that? Is it Ring or, I think it's the Ring. when they pulled something out the eyeball. No, it wasn't an alien baby.
No.
No, he didn't impregnate her. It was something that was like, you got to go watch. Mm-hmm. It was something else. We ain't going to tell y'all everything. And it is juicy. It's good. Yeah, you should watch it. I mean, the thing is honestly, you can watch like two or three of them and be straight. Because they're seriously, I want to say no more than what? 10 minutes?
30, 40. Yeah, if that
out. Some of them wasn't that long at all. Mm-hmm. Some were longer than others. I'll say the longest I seen was like 30 minutes. But some of them honestly went by in like 5 or 10 minutes. Girl, the head in the bag. You seen that one?
That one didn't end well. And that, like that, some of them had happy endings and some of them didn't. Now that, that man in the bag episode, that didn't end well at all for nobody.
Girl!
That didn't end well. Some of these stories didn't happen.
I'm trying to think, like, where did the bag come from? Was it like a random bag in the hallway?
Or I think it was something that the school knew about, but I don't think that the school knew that it was going to end that badly. I think like it was like a security thing that the school set up.
No, they were talking about somebody had like a fire alarm thing. Like somebody had set the alarm for the security thing.
But yeah, I think that it was like they had like a security system because they were trying to figure out the truth. But I don't think that they knew how far that whatever that alarm system they had in place was gonna go.
Girl.
So that didn't end well.
Not at all. Y'all, I ain't gonna keep talking about it because I've been what we can do though, okay, Bly, what we can do is give them some time to watch it. And we can come back and dissect maybe a few of them and, you know, get some ideas on what people think about them, because some of them I can see you have, like, some people might have different perspectives on some of them, you know, like, man, Tutorial was good.
That was good. The Only Child was good. That didn't end well either.
Yeah.
Somebody should have beat that little boy ass.
Girl. That's one of them you be looking like.
One of
like,
them little demon kids.
Do I need to bring the bell?
Demons. These kids are demons.
Season 2, good too. It's like they went up a notch from season 1.
Demon seed in that one. But and they, like I said, they go by so fast and you're just like, wait, no.
Oh, no.
Wait,
come back.
Wait, and it's like, I love how they add that little element in there of how the episode ends and they give you like a sentence and then they finish it off with the creepy.
Mm-hmm. And make you think about it. It's like you sit there and think about it like, whoa. So that's what you meant by that sentence. It didn't really mean that. It was something deeper and creepier than that. And so like, whenever I go back and I read those and read it, I don't just read it and be like, oh, okay. It's like, no, I sit there and think about it now because it's like, okay, this is deeper. Like, for an example, if you were to say, today was really eating me up. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, the one with the little boy and the grandma. Mm-hmm. When, like, the sentence was, like, you know, my grandson, I think, he had my smile. And then it was just, like, you know, and he kept smiling while I, like, you know, until I passed away or until I fell asleep or something. It's just, like, what is this? Like, it's, like, a normal sentence, and then the sentence goes to the left. And it's just, like, I heard a knock at my door, and then before I could let them, you know, before I could answer it, they were already in the house. And you're, like, wait, what?
Yeah. And then when you figure it out, like what it is, it's like, oh man, that's what you meant.
Oh, and then like there's just like you know, stay in school. it's easier for me to kill you that way. You're like, wait, like, what are you saying? What does that even mean? He said, that one made me cry. That was so sad.
Yeah, a couple of them that made me cry. I kept it to myself, though. Man. So, I feel like we should do that, K-Bar. Like, let them give us time. Dissect season 2. And then we can come back and talk about these episodes. Because I don't want to spoil it for them, but I want to talk about them.
Yes. Ooh, another one I like, though. Dang, I do like a lot of them. The one about the girls that was working in that salon.
Girl, that was a good one. Now, that remind me, Are You Afraid of Dark? I don't know why that one remind me of, like, Are You Afraid of Dark for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and then her friend, though, when she figured out, she was like, oh, she ain't come back. She died for the cause.
Right, y'all asleep. People, y'all asleep on 2 cents horse. Watch it now, because once y'all start watching it, y'all gonna be into it. For some reason, I started watching season 2. I think, I don't know why. I think because season 2 was like the recent one, and my Netflix started me off with season 2, and then I went back and watched season 1. But it don't even matter. They all good. they all good, and it gets like right to the creepy. Honestly, you can even watch them with your older kids, because it's not that, like I said, they're kind of like Tales from the Crypt, Are You Afraid of the Dark-ish older level. So like your older kids, you could probably watch it with. Mm-hmm. There's not like it's not like sexually explicit, you know.
Not at all, and that's what I like about it. It's like, yes.
Because they don't have time for that. It's 2-sentence horror stories. They don't have time for much else. They get right to the horror stuff. They don't have time.
I'm tired of seeing people hunching.
They ain't got time.
Everybody know what hunching is now. We ain't gotten tired of it.
They don't have time for that. It's just no time.
Girl. And then when I think about it, it's just like, okay, if you want to go see it, that's fine. You know how y'all know how to go find y'all adult, you know, on your own time.
These people, we get straight to the creepy,
and I like that. You know what I'm saying? Certain brand movies, like slasher movies, I ain't gonna lie, I'm expecting that. I'm expecting to see some big boobies running, and they going side to side, and she gonna trip over a tree limb, and she gonna fall on him, and he gonna be stabbing him.
He gonna shoot.
That I expect.
She gonna die in the shower.
In the shower. Yeah, you right. Girl, a real good one was like with Stephen King's Dreamcatcher, where he caught that dude on the toilet. Girl, you remember that part?
Yes.
With the toothpick? Mm-hmm. And he was sitting on the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that thing scared me.
Child,
I be looking in the toilet. Every time I go use the bathroom, I look in the toilet.
Girl, Jason killed somebody in the porta potty too. Remember?
With that black man?
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to get somebody when they're vulnerable. With their pants down. See?
But 2 cents horror stories, they ain't got time.
Jason the Purge.
Yeah, Jason did. And Mike Myers.
But you know they didn't get a chance to like live out their teenage years properly. So I think they're stuck on that. That's why they be in those perverted states. They be like, oh, look at them. Okay, my turn. And they be like, yeah, I really stab. Like, I stab.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go deep.
Slasher. Slash nasty.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not like those slasher movies. I mean, yeah, you got some people that run around killing folks, but it's not like that. And so you can watch it with your children. I mean, we were watching that as kids, but like I, you know, your mama closed your yeah, the hand over the eye.
So unless if your kids aren't afraid of like some blood, you know, or a monster. then they'll be fine to like watch it. Cause some people be wanting to like, you know, is this something I can watch with my kids? Some kids like horror stuff. Mine do. My child don't be afraid of nothing. Like, okay. She be watching Thriller before bed and be fine. So she watched Thriller before she goes sleeping.
Girl, I mean, so. Tell a story about where you showed her.
Huh?
Please share that story with the audience about when you showed her the before and after.
You talking about with Two Sentence Horror Story? Michael. Oh, you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Michael.
Girl, my 4-year-old is going through a Michael Jackson phase, y'all. She's still going through it. She's 4. She's a dancer, so she's now discovered the greatest dancer ever. So she's in her Michael Jackson phase, and yes, she can watch. She watches. She's watching Michael Jackson now. She just watched the Thriller video again, and it's nighttime. She calls them the dancing monsters.
I'm surprised I didn't give her no nightmare when you showed her Michael, and then you showed her the older version of Michael. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. When she was like, "That's Mike."
No.
She ain't care. She ain't care.
No. This is my child. Mm-hmm. Look at the child that I bred.
Y'all go ahead and go watch them little short stories, man, so we could talk about it.
Please, y'all got a new watch, okay? Two Sentence Horror Stories. You heard it here. If nobody else told you, that's your next binge. It's only 2 seasons so far, so that's your next binge watch. We gave you a hidden gem. We enjoyed this. Like I said, it's something that you can watch with other, you know, that you ain't got to hide and watch. It's one of those you can really kind of like just sit back and watch. You can even watch this one at night for the most part. It's not even that, you know, horrific.
Yeah, you can watch it at night.
Now, some people. Now, yes. I did have it on a couple episodes on at night, and my husband was like, "What the hell is this?" So
girl, no, you need to show her that episode.
He was like, "What are you watching?"
Yes.
But for the most part,
I'm excited to hear that. Y'all gonna be ready.
Yes. Got an evil mom laugh. Hey, probably because my mom was letting me watch Tales from the Crypt and stuff. Okay, I got it honestly. Okay. So that's why Trinity is getting it honest.
I wasn't scared. I mean, I wasn't scared. Mm-hmm. I remember watching it. It came on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we get this horror thing honestly. So this is actually a good one. So I say, here go your horror recommendation from us. Y'all be ready next time for this discussion. We're going to run through it again. We're going to hop on here again. Y'all be ready. Find your favorite episodes that you like, because we're going to really go in and dissect some of them. Spoilers will be included on the next one.
Yes, next time. We being nice right now. I wanted to dissect it, but then I thought about it. So, happy spring. And come back and be ready. Be ready to talk about this thing. But thank y'all for joining us. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm. Horror and Hooch. You can also follow our Facebook Fifth Wall page, Instagram, Fifth Wall, Fifth Column. Also, Temper Drinks, IG. You can find her on Fifth Wall. Wait, yeah, you can find her on Facebook as well. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook up now? Yes. So make sure to drop in and come through and have fun with us on our Horror and Hooch Facebook page. No judgment. We like to laugh. We like the weirdness and strangeness. So come through. Be ready to dissect Two Sentence Horror Stories next time we do this IG Live. Mm-hmm. So
drinks ready.
See y'all later. Bye-bye.